government by the people, of the people, for the people. But the people are retarded.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony D.
What a dope. What a maroon.
Had the State of the Union last night. Quite an interesting affair. Taylor Marjorie Greene, is that her name? And Boebert from Texas pissed everybody off on the left somehow. Similar to Pelosi's ripping up of
this
the
is very disrespectful.
Trump speech last year. Last year.
Let's use this moment to reset. So stop looking at COVID as a partisan dividing line. See it for what it is, a god-awful disease. Let's stop seeing each other as enemies and start seeing each other for who we are, fellow Americans.
Look. Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Well, let's get into it. Was the State of Union speech given this week? There's a lot of static going around, a lot of negativity. I'm sure he had these lines written, but the clip that we played in the beginning, I think we should go with that sentiment and kind of think of the things that we can do and what you can do and what I would, if I could get you to do something or and myself, as I would say to you, start spending time with your people, man, and get together, love one another, be Americans, act like Americans. And it's hilarious that this man is one of the big dividers and been pushing the divisiveness and done nothing. I mean, remember, this is the guy who about 3 or 4 months ago was said, my patience is wearing thin with you people who don't want to bow down to my tyrannical rule. And keep in mind, this is the man who last week reauthorized emergency powers. Let me say that again. He reauthorized emergency powers. So did the governor of California. I don't know when he renewed them, but he still has them in place. Why? Where's the emergency? There is no emergency. So let's be real. They're rolling back all the stuff in Britain because a lot of information is coming out. People are starting to wake up and go, oh, wait, it's kind of like the Kyle Rittenhouse case. You remember the Kyle Rittenhouse case? Some of you are probably still duped, but most people are like, oh my goodness, even my news, my echo chamber has come out and said that Kyle Rittenhouse is innocent and he wasn't actually an active shooter. And oh, he didn't go across state lines with a gun. His mother didn't drive him there. Okay, so that shock is over and you're like, oh, okay, this is the same thing that we have going on now. We have information coming out that the media has been lying. The narrative has changed. Even Saturday Night Live, and Bill Maher's coming out, all these people, what is going on, blah, 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 pretending like they don't know that they've been snowing this the whole time. But whatever. I'm going to try to not judge people's motives. I think maybe it's just people have good intentions and they're just doing bad things. But this is Joe Biden, who right now is able to bypass a lot of checks and balances that are built into our system through our Constitution and our laws. Why? California state governor can do the same thing. What are we doing giving these people emergency powers? Yes, they have a legal authority to it when it's an emergency, but where are the bodies lined up in the streets? Have you ever seen them? Hospitals have never been overrun. I'll go toe-to-toe with anybody on that. And if you want to talk about hospitals being overrun, go Google. Yes, even Google. Hospital vacancy emergency all the way dating back to the early 2000s. You're going to find every year the same thing. Hospitals, because hospitals are almost overrun. Hospitals are on the verge of being overrun. Hospitals are always overrun. They run to the edge. Ask employees. Ask nurses. They work them to death. They work the doctors to death. So hospitals, and they keep the profit margin as such that they don't overcompensate, and just in case there's a big influx of people. That's just not how the industry is set up. And so if you don't know that, and then we set up a bunch of these extra tents that didn't never get filled. So, and I'm not saying that the people died. It's a real, actually, you know, it's absolutely real virus. It's an absolutely real, you know, I'm not saying there was anything fake or it was a hoax. The hoax part is the overselling and not ever being honest about the 1% death rate that never went up over, you know, the entire time other than a short time in late 2021, the end of Trump's presidency, which they used against him, as a matter of fact. So, and everybody's been so focused on cases. It's really about the overall death rate. But think about that. How is it that, you know, people are like, it's a plague and all these people died, and people did die and their death was attributed to COVID? I think in Britain, I read somewhere, they had 17,000 deaths. And they thought that it was, this is some of the information that's coming out. They thought they had, like, they were told, like, we had 400,000 or 500,000 deaths, and it turns out it was 17,000. And the CDC this entire time has been lowering numbers, but they never change their overall numbers on their front page. It's a weird way they do things. So they'll put this report out that, hey, these numbers that we reported earlier, not change those numbers. They're still up there on the main part of the page. But we got to reduce these numbers. So that number is actually this number over here, in a place where nobody's reading it. And I kept doing that from the beginning of this whole pandemic. And I haven't talked a whole lot about it. I don't push stuff in my personal life, you know, but I've been paying attention. And after everybody got nasty on social media, when I would throw real numbers at them, the whole 1% death rate, you know, I can't even believe how much grief I just left it. I don't even talk to some of my friends. And not that I'm not friends, but like, I don't talk to them about anything serious on Facebook because I had to look you in the face at that point when you're going to be saying stupid stuff like that. You know, the death rates never went over 1%. And, you know, those that if you look at it, they'll be like, oh, over here it was 1.2, and over here, overall, I think in Europe, or is it Britain? It might be Britain again. It was like 0.79 or 0.97. I can't think. I think it was right under. But the overall world death rate, the average death rate, didn't go up. So there weren't all these extra people dying. That's not an emergency. That's a, oh crap, we got a nasty virus out. People, let's get these things going. Why is the government stopping? Why are pharmaceutical companies paying politicians and these other people? You're trusting Pfizer. Have you look up at Google the largest criminal settlement payout or ordered payout ever in history in America? It's Pfizer. It's like $2 billion. They lied. Which brings me to the other thing that's going on out there is that everybody is talking about this report on the, while we're on this topic, everybody's talking about these reports that are coming out from the court case, or the files that are coming out from the court case. And there's a bunch of dispute, you know, people are like, oh, here's all the side effects and here's my proof that we've always been right. And then there's a bunch of other people that are like, hey, those are the listed possible side effects from the study. That I would say the 10,000 pages is a little bit too much to digest in one sitting. And to try to come out, I'm not going to be coming out and making tweets or do anything on that right now. But I will say this. They were going to trickle that evidence out over 75 years, and the judge ordered them to bring it down. I think it's like 6 months they have. I mean, a lot of that is like eye-opening to a lot of people. I think more to people who didn't know or have just hoping to see any proof, you know, just to be like, ha, what is, I'm wanting to know, because they're fighting still to get that overturned with that judge. They're filing, trying to get lawsuits, trying to, you know, they're trying to work the bureaucracy. They're trying to just, you know, they got that time to get it out. So what's going to be in the last drops? That's what I want. That's the information that I really want. What are the last possible things, or are they going to slip it in the middle? Are they going to trickle it out like in little phases, you know, the stuff just kind of, who knows, man? But I mean, think about it. That's a lot of documents. That's a lot of stuff to go through. But don't get caught up in that, because, you know, that's going to be a lot to digest. But, you know, there's already enough out there, and there's enough common sense. Now, if you just look someone in the eye and go, okay, if you don't wear that mask, fine. But, you know, I'm not wearing it no more. I mean, it's just time. I don't know, because if we don't spread our germs, our immune systems are going to get weak, and we're going to all die when the really, really bad super virus comes through. That's actually for real. That's the equivalent of our fear of COVID. When that virus comes, we're screwed. But get out and talk to your neighbors, man, about barbecues, about hanging out, and have honest, like, serious discussions, and know that one of those has got to be the state of our union and the state of our economy. We are $30 trillion in debt. And that man, Joe Biden, did not talk a lick about it. He talked about how much money he's going to spend. He talked about that $100 billion cash out that he's got for everybody in the bureaucracy. And Trump had a better infrastructure plan, and I'm not sitting here like, oh, Trump's great, whatever. He had a better infrastructure plan that wasn't full. It had pork, dude. It had stuff that needed to be gone too. I wasn't totally pleased with that, but his deal was better for everybody, and more importantly, it was better for the taxpayers. But I'm not a fan of what they're doing. I mean, fix bridges, do this, do that, but like, that needs to be really like scrutinized and watched. But, you know, as you move forward, guys, as everything is going on in our life, and we're being gaslit and we're being pushed, I just want you to remember, like, we have to come together. We have to, you know, like I said, Joe Biden is right. We have to come together. I mean, I think somebody wrote that for him, and it was a good line. Whoever wrote that included that. And I'm surprised, like I said, since he's the one that's been so divisive. You guys, I'm going to put you in camps. And just think how scary that is, dude. If all that information wasn't coming out, I mean, it's coming out over there in Britain that the media was running ads to scare the public so that then they could run other thing, and then the government could come in with their propaganda, and they would be susceptible to accepting all the shutdowns and everything. Like, it's not a conspiracy theory that the media has been in collusion with the government and Big Pharma. And Big Pharma is immune from being sued. The only way to hold anyone accountable is to vote every damn politician that wasn't against this stuff out first. I think we should get rid of all career politicians, but I don't care. Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever you are, if you were totally in support of this, once you were aware, once the data showed, that's my problem with my representatives sending them the data and then the non-response and the lack of representation of our rights, of our health, of our sanity, of our children's futures, of our grandchildren's futures, of our neighbors, our ability. And, you know, they're stealing our tax money, and they're trying to ramp us back up into war, and they're taking all of our cash. And that cash could be in our hands, in our communities. We could be helping our family. We could be helping our friends. We could be helping those people down there. We could be like, hey, man, I could finance this business and I'll hire you up, dude. Like, well, what happened to your life? Well, why'd you get depressed? Oh, man, you got some mental problems? Man, cool. Well, I'm going to get us a medical package. I'm going to put into my community. More people would be doing that, but we got gas prices going up, and they're like, oh, we're going to make this fiat money collapse, and you guys are all going to go Bitcoin and digital, and we're going to make sure that now you're going to hand scan. Like, and I don't want to get too crazy into that, but they're digital currency, programmable, where you control your currency. It's like, it's not real. It's not money. Paper money's bad enough, but they're just going to let this inflation go. They can't raise the interest rates, because if they raise the interest rates, the amount that we have to pay on that debt is so crazy, it'll cripple all of us. You know, and nobody's talking about this. Like, this is reality. Oh, dude, invest in crypto and invest in Bitcoin and blah, blah. It's the only way. Dude, what happens if I turn your power off? Where's your freaking cryptocurrency? What if the world goes into war and they bomb all the power plants? Where's your currency? You're banking on peace and they're selling us war again. We have to think. We have to talk. We got to sit down and compare notes. We are the power in this country. We are the power in this country. We, the people, not the politicians. We tell them what we are voting for them for. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to agree with us all the time, but if they're going to rob us and give our money away to the world.
But the people are retarded.
But I need you guys to get together, move us forward, get us past this crap. This has got to be the dumbest thing we've ever done in America. And then the last thing I want to say is, I guess we'll call this a segment. I guess I've been doing a lot of research. I'm going to have to put a lot of, I'll put the links to this. And I'm going to start putting some stuff together. I'll just start citing the sources. And if you want to dig, you can dig. But I watched, I don't know if you guys have heard, this allegedly, you know, there's all these groups that have been meeting together, Schwab and Bill Gates. And, you know, he's working with these vaccines and he's working with healthcare and he's working with a lot of different things, seeds, which, you know, I've been, it's odd that he keeps coming up because I keep focusing on our food. Why am I not eating real fruit? Why do I not eat fruit and vegetables that produce seed? And why are they cloning seeds and doing this weird stuff with our food in America? Why does food not taste? When people who travel the world, they come back, oh man, the food just tasted so different. And you're always like, why is that when we go to another country, the food tastes, the fruits and vegetables just like taste so real and vibrant and just amazing. Why are farmers not allowed to use their own seeds and find seeds and do and things like that? So anyway, just questions to ponder as I'm setting this up. So Bill Gates, he's buying up all the cattle land, him and some other folks. So he's a real boy. He's real hands-on, man. He's a busy guy. He's a very busy guy. So Bill did a TED talk quite a few years back, and he was talking about getting us down to net zero. And here's the thing. He's going through and he's giving a formula. Now, the first thing I did before I watched this video is because I had heard someone say, you have to see it. He talks about how he's going to use vaccine and healthcare to reduce lives. So I said, well, let me look that up. Not the video yet. Normally, it's backward to what I normally do. I was like, let me go find the critiques of this. So I went and looked up the fact checkers, and I read all their stuff, and I took notes down. So I said, well, this is what they say. It's taken out of context, and it's fake, and da-da-da. Let me watch this video. So I watched the video 5 times. There is no context. There is no context in which what he says is anything other than what he said. There is no other context. Now, I'm going to put the link in the description. I hope you will watch the clip or listen to the clip if you're on the audio only. You can go to Rumble or YouTube until YouTube takes it down and see this clip, and you'll be able to see the whole entire clip. But I'm going to play just the beginning, and so you see him say the context. It doesn't take very long. It's pretty short to get into with him. But I want you to pay attention to this. So he is into the healthcare stuff and the vaccines, and he is working with the food. He is buying land up with cattle, and he is... He's got his hands in everything, social media, tech, everything. He's got, you know, just, he's, you know, all these little boards where, you know, these guys are all kind of working together. And he's been around for a while. And yeah, he's Bill Gates. So here's Bill. And he, you know, this is a plan to get us to carbon zero. That's the plan.
I'm going to talk today about energy and climate. And that might seem a bit surprising because my full-time work at the foundation is mostly about vaccines and seeds, about the things that we need to invent and deliver to help the poorest 2 billion live better lives. But energy and climate are extremely important to these people. In fact, more important than to anyone else on the planet. The climate getting worse means that many years their crops won't grow. There'll be too much rain, not enough rain. Things will change in ways that their fragile environment simply can't support. And that leads to starvation, it leads to uncertainty, it leads to unrest. So the climate changes will be terrible for them. Also, the price of energy is very important to them. In fact, if you could pick just one thing to lower the price of, to reduce poverty, by far you would pick energy. Now, the price of energy has come down over time. Advanced civilization is based on advances in energy. The coal revolution fueled the industrial revolution, and even in the 1900s, we've seen a very rapid decline in the price of electricity. That's why we have refrigerators, air conditioning. We can make modern materials and do so many things. And so we're in a wonderful situation with electricity in the rich world. But as we make it cheaper, and let's go for making it twice as cheap, we need to meet a new constraint. And that constraint has to do with CO2. CO2 is warming the planet. And the equation on CO2 is actually a very straightforward one. If you sum up the CO2 that gets emitted, that leads to a temperature increase. And that temperature increase leads to some very negative effects. The effects on the weather, perhaps worse, the indirect effects in that the natural ecosystems can't adjust to these rapid changes, and so you get ecosystem collapses. Now, the exact amount of how you map from a certain increase in of CO2 to what temperature will be and where the positive feedbacks are, there's some uncertainty there, but not very much. And there's certainly uncertainty about how bad those effects will be, but they will be extremely bad. I asked the top scientists on this several times, do we really have to get down to near zero? Can't we just, you know, cut it in half or a quarter? And the answer is that until we get near to zero, the temperature will continue to rise. And so that's a big challenge. It's very different than saying, you know, we're a 12-foot high truck trying to get under a 10-foot bridge and we can just sort of squeeze under. This is something that has to get to zero. Now, we put out a lot of carbon dioxide every year, over 26 billion tons. For each American, it's about 20 tons. For people in poor countries, it's less than 1 ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has 4 factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3. The second factor is the services we use. This encompasses everything. The food we eat, clothing, TV, heating. These are very good things. Getting rid of poverty means providing these services to almost everyone on the planet. And it's a great thing for this number to go up. In the rich world, perhaps the top 1 billion, we probably could cut back and use less. But every year, this number on average is going to go up. And so overall, that will more than double the services delivered per person. Here we have a very basic service. Do you have lighting in your house to be able to read your homework? And in fact, these kids don't, so they're going out and reading their schoolwork under the street lamps. Now, efficiency, E, the energy for each service, here finally we have some good news. We have something that's not going up. Through various inventions and new ways of doing lighting, through different types of cars, different ways of building buildings, there are a lot of services where you can bring the energy for that service down quite substantially. Some individual services even bring it down by 90%. There are other services like how we make fertilizer or how we do air transport where the rooms for improvement are far, far less. And so overall here, if we're optimistic, we may get a reduction of a factor of 3 to even perhaps a factor of 6. But for these first three factors now, we've gone from 26 billion to at best maybe 13 billion tons. And that just won't cut it. So let's look at this fourth factor. This is going to be a key one. And this is the amount of CO2 put out for each unit of energy. And so the question is, can you actually get that to zero? If you burn coal, no. If you burn natural gas, no. Almost every way we make electricity today, except for the emerging renewables and nuclear, puts out CO2. And so what we're going to have to do at a global scale is create a new system. And so we need energy miracles. Now, when I use the term miracle, I don't mean something that's impossible. You know, the microprocessor is a miracle. The personal computer is a miracle. The internet and its services are a miracle. So the people here have participated in the creation of many miracles. Usually we don't have a deadline where you have to get the miracle by a certain date. Usually you just kind of look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Okay, so you heard what he said, right? He said with advances in healthcare and vaccines, we might be able to solve that. Might be able to get there. Might be able to get the population reduced. So you go watch it from the beginning. I'll put the link in there. You go watch it from the beginning all the way to the end. And I've been watching these videos from the Schwab guy. Watching these people don't hide it. They put all this stuff out in the public. So I'm going to go dig it up, get you some resources. And then I'm trying to get them to be light and funny and cool. But the world is turning in a weird way. So I got to talk about what's happening. But that State of the Union was terrible. I want to say another thing, too. Now, make sure you check this out with this Bill Gates thing, because at the very least, it's interesting. It's crazy. Innovating to zero is like Bill Gates. We're going to reduce. Because his solution is you have to get the carbon down by getting the population down. How do you do that? By advancements in healthcare and vaccines. Now, I don't know if he screwed up or what, but the explanation for that, after all the other stuff that's going on around the world, can't be, oh, that was taken out of context. Explain to me any context any context where you're going to reduce the population and help you get to carbon zero. And pay attention to what he says in the very beginning. He says these people care about the environment more than they care about their health. Look, this man goes on later to say that the computer is a miracle. No, Jesus Christ is a miracle. A baby is close to a miracle. A good woman, that is a miracle. Appreciate them when you got them. But this man is not a god. And these men and these women, they need to be slowed down and brought into check by the simpletons. We are the people. We are the power. Why are we letting these people take all our money? Why are we letting them steer us with these devices? The internet's not a miracle. It's a creation by man. It's a communication device. It can be good and it can be bad. It's not a miracle. It's just human ingenuity. This man wants to be a god. They all want to be a god. No, just be a man. Be a good man. Be a kind man. Don't pretend to be kind and think that, you figure out the context, guys. I'm done with Bill Gates. This is the same guy that lied to me and my company for years. Oh, no, our software is fine. No, it's not us, it's you. No, our software is great. Our server softwares are definitely secure. No, we have taken care of that. That's all. 3 months later, here's a CD to fix all the problems that we told you did not exist that you complained about. That's Bill Gates. Bill Gates took a GUI interface, made it, people will like the GUI, and put a fake operating system over the top of MS-DOS. MS-DOS was an operating system, a stable operating system that Windows ran on top of. And I wouldn't say it ran, it just put a GUI interface. It put the pretty little colored browser and the window and everything like that up. Instead of just the faster way of pounding code, which is really simple and easy to learn. But yeah, I like the advancements in big game. I'm not down on the tech, but I don't think technology is as helpful and useful. It's just a big marketing and big, it's been taken over. The technology is, it's almost useless. They've made, we've got to find better ways of taking control of our town squares, our social media platforms. Well, that'll be for another day. But look, the state of the union is this. We're $30 trillion in debt. Inflation's going out of control. This fiat money thing is on the verge of collapse. Nobody's talking about the real issues. And they're trying to get us to go into war so that they can blame all the hard times and the money and the gas and everything on all that. Like, we're going to just forget that COVID and all this crap just happened for the last 2 years, and they didn't just do all this because Orange Man bad. I'm pissed that they won the election and couldn't just move on. You couldn't just win the election and move on and just like be like, okay, guys, yeah, COVID, do take care of yourself. It's real serious. But we're going to move forward. Like, dude, once they had the vaccines, it was a wrap, dude. They should have been done. They should have never, just can't do this anymore. Like, I can't hold my tongue anymore. Even on the social media platform. Like, stop. We got to stop pretending like this happened and was real. Like, that people died. People got hurt. This stupid virus sucks. It killed people that didn't have any comorbidities. If it didn't like you, it took you. It's nasty. But still, the overall death rate never went over 1%. So life has to go on. It sounds callous. Again, I could die from this stuff still. life has to go on. And you got people got to stop acting like people who were living and trying to live the whole time like they were dumb. Because the argument could be made it was the other way around. But people were trying to do the best for their family in the gaslit situation we were in. So I ain't about being mad at anybody or anybody. Nobody should be mad at anybody but the politicians. The politicians and the cowardly doctors who lied, who knowingly lied. And I'm not naming names, but you know who you are. So, guys, talk to each other. Compare notes. Let's figure this out together. And let's vote better. And let's be together. Hey, man, the military complex is back. We got to be patriotic, right?
Hello?
Joe said it. Get it together. Come on, let's pull together, America. Let's do our thing. You guys rock. I love all my weirdo Americans out there. The anarchists, the lefties, the righties, the independents, the rockers, the rappers, the punk rockers, the country fools. Oh, man. Let's pull together. I'm serious, though. We really, really have to. See, y'all know what the State of the Union is. Everybody in their gut knows. We just got to do this thing. Got to stop playing around letting these politicians lead us into stupidity.